Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a heatwave jungle fill in Ableton Live 12, and this is one of those little details that can make a drum and bass track feel way more alive. Now, if you're new to this, don't worry. We're not trying to build some super complex sound design monster. We're making a short, high-energy transition fill that sits right at the edge of a phrase, usually before a drop, a bass change, or a new 8-bar section. Think of it like a spark of pressure right before the track snaps back into motion. In a jungle or DNB arrangement, these fills matter a lot because the music is all about momentum. Even if your drums loop well, the track can still feel flat if nothing changes over time. A good fill gives the listener a clear signal that something is about to happen. It creates tension, movement, and that slightly unstable, heated energy that really works in this style. So let's build one. First, choose a strong drum source from your existing track. The easiest beginner move is to use material you already have in the project. That could be a clean drum loop, a break edit, a snare hit, or a chop top loop with hats. Drag it into an audio track, line it up with a grid, and make sure it's locked to the project tempo. If needed, use warp so it stays tight. The reason we start with drum material from the same track is simple. It keeps the fill feeling connected. In DNB, transition sounds hit harder when they share the same rhythmic DNA as the main groove. So don't overthink it. Just find a strong moment near the end of a phrase, usually a snare or a hit that already feels like it wants to lead somewhere. Next, copy the last beat or the last half bar into a new fill slot. You're not writing a whole new drum pattern here. You're isolating a moment and turning it into a transition event. In arrangement view, duplicate the final beat or final half bar of the groove, trim it so the fill lasts about one bar or even half a bar, and move it so it lands right before the next section. A really solid beginner structure is this. The main groove runs for 7 bars, and then bar 8 becomes the fill. Or if you're working in an 8-bar phrase, let the fill happen in the last bar and lead straight into the downbeat of the next section. Keep it tight. In DNB, short and confident often sounds better than long and messy. Now we can start shaping the character. Add drum bus first. This is great for giving a small fill more drive and glue. You want it to feel louder and more urgent, but not huge and boomy. Try a little drive, maybe around 5-15%. Keep crunch low to medium and leave boom off or only very subtle. If the top end gets too sharp, use damp. If you want more crack from the snare or chop, push the transient slightly. If the fill feels flat, don't just turn it up. Instead, add a little drive and maybe reduce the dry level a bit. That usually sounds more controlled and musical. After drum bus, put on EQ 8. This is where we clean up the fill so it behaves like a proper transition instead of a random loud sound. A good starting point is to high pass somewhere around 100 to 180 Hz if there's unwanted low end. If the sound feels boxy, cut a little around 250 to 450 Hz. If it's too harsh, gently tame the 4 to 8 kHz area. And if you want a bit more snap, you can add a small shelf up around 8 to 10 kHz. This is one of the most important DNB habits. Keep the low end clear. Your fill should never step on the sub or kick that comes next. The transition can be spicy in the mids and highs, but the low end needs to stay clean so the drop feels bigger. Now let's add the heat. Put saturator after EQ 8. This is where the fill starts to feel heated, gritty, and slightly unstable, which is exactly what we want for a heatwave jungle fill. Turn soft clip on, add a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 8 dB to start, and use a soft clipping style if you have one available. Then lower the output so you're not just making it louder, you're making it denser. Here's a nice beginner trick. Automate the saturator drive upward across the fill. For example, start around 2 dB and rise to 6 dB over the last half bar. That little ramp gives you a sense of pressure building before the next section arrives. It's simple, but it works. Next, let's add motion with echo or filter delay. For beginners, echo is usually easier to control. A good starting point is a timing of 1/8 or 1/8 dotted if you want a bit more bounce. Keep feedback moderate, maybe around 15-35%. And keep the dry/wet fairly low at first, around 10-25%. Use the filter inside echo to cut some lows and soften the highs. The goal here is not to drown the fill in delay. The delay should feel like it's chasing the hit, not swallowing it. Use it especially on the tail of a snare or chop. And if you want that classic movement, automate the dry/wet up on the final hit. Maybe bring the feedback up a little at the end, and open the filter just before the downbeat. That gives the fill a kind of hot haze trailing behind it. Now we add reverb, but keep it controlled. You can use reverb directly on the track, or better yet, put it on a return track so you can send just the amount you need. For a beginner workflow, a return is often cleaner because it gives you more control over how much space you're adding. A good starting point is a decay time, around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds, with a pre-delay of about 10 to 25 milliseconds. Use a low cut around 150 to 300 Hz, and keep the high cut somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. The point is not to create a giant wash. You want a short, hot tail that gives the fill a sense of room and transition without blurring the next drop. If you want it to feel more jungle and less glossy, keep the reverb slightly darker and let the delay do more of the shining. Now comes the part that really makes this work: automation. This is the difference between a sound effect and a proper arrangement moment. In arrangement view, automate the filter opening toward the downbeat. Automate saturate or drive rising in the last half bar. Automate echo dry slash wet upward on the final hit. And if you're using a reverb, send. Let that rise briefly and then cut off cleanly. A simple shape could be this. The fill starts dry and tight. Then the filter opens. Then the saturation increases. Then the delay and reverb bloom on the final hit. And then everything cuts cleanly into the next section. That little curve is what creates the tension and release feeling. If you're working around 174 BPM, one bar is usually enough. You want the fill to feel urgent, not slow. If you want even more heat, add a subtle atmosphere layer. This could be the bit of white noise, a reversed cymbal, a vinyl crackle, or a filtered ambient sample. You can make this with stock Ableton tools too, like an operator noise source. Keep it low in the mix, high pass it, and automate a filter opening so it swells into the drop without cluttering the groove. This layer should sit under the drums, not fight them. At this point, placement really matters. Put the fill where the arrangement needs a change in energy. Good spots are the end of an 8-bar loop, the last bar of a 16-bar breakdown, the transition from intro to full drums, or the lead into a second drop. The fill works best when something changes right after it. That contrast is what makes it hit. Here's a good mental picture. Your track is running a dark rollers section, and at bar 16 the bass line drops out for one bar. The drums do a heated jungle fill with a little distortion, delay, and reverb burst. Then on bar 17 the sub and res slam back in. That's the kind of contrast that gives the listener a real sense of impact. A few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't leave too much low end in the fill. High pass it and keep the sub space open. Second, don't make the fill too long. Most of the time, one bar or less is enough. Third, don't drown it in reverb. Use just enough to give it space. Fourth, don't lose the original groove. If the fill comes from the same drum family as the track, it'll stay connected. And fifth, don't forget the downbeat after the fill. A fill only works if it leads clearly into something. A few extra teacher tips before you try it yourself. Think in energy lanes. The fill should live mostly in the mids and highs, while the kick and sub area stay reserved for the next section. Use contrast instead of constant intensity. The fill feels bigger if the bar before it is a little cleaner or simpler. Make your automation decisive. In DNB, tiny moves can feel too weak, so don't be afraid to make the curve obvious enough that listeners feel the shift. And if it starts sounding messy, simplify first. Remove one effect before adding another. That's usually the fastest fix. If you want to experiment, try a reverse hit version, by reversing the last snare or chop and tucking it right before the downbeat. Or try a triplet burst version if you want the fill to feel more frantic. You can also do an answer and response version, where the first half of the bar is dry and punchy, and the second half opens up into delay and reverb. That can sound really sick in a jungle arrangement. For your practice, build three versions of the same fill. Make one clean, one dirty, and one atmospheric. Keep all of them under one bar, place them before different sections, and listen to which one works best before a drop, before a breakdown, and before a switch up. That's a great way to learn how arrangement changes the emotional impact of the same sound. So to recap, a heatwave jungle fill is a short, energetic transition that adds drive, tension, and movement to a DNB track. Use strong drum source material, add controlled saturation and EQ. If it is short delay and reverb tail, automate the motion. Keep the low end clean, and place it with intention. Keep it tight, keep it musical, and always make it point toward the next groove. That's the vibe. Let's get into Ableton Live 12 and make it burn.